In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Guys, it's August. And this time of year in Alabama, it's hot. But this past week, it's been really hot. One day it was 107 degrees in our car. Anybody else have over 100 degree temperatures in their car? Multiple occasions this week. Well, thankfully, we've all survived the heat wave of 2019. And we also had some rain this past week, and we're thankful for that because for most of the summer, we've been in a drought in Shelby and Jefferson County. And on the off chance it happens to rain in the afternoon, you can just hear the ground soak in the water as the trees and the plants and the flowers get the water that they need. If there's a positive side to the hot, dry weather that we've been having, it's that instead of having to mow the yard every week like we do most summers, well, this week has been more like every 2 or even 3 weeks. Because when the grass isn't growing, there's nothing to cut. Well, I think if Jesus were here, he might use our summer heat wave this past week and the dry weather that we've been having as a teaching illustration. In this morning's passage, he was talking about seeing the kingdom and being aware of God's activity that's going on around us. He talked about storms coming out of the west and a south wind blowing and making it a hot day. He said, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, and you notice the weather. So don't tell me you can't see changes that are going on around you. Jesus was telling his listeners that they were in a new season of God's activity. And it was happening right in front of them. Now, Jesus has been teaching and preaching and performing miracles and doing incredible ministry. And so he was talking about what he had been doing, but he was also encouraging them, telling them to look to the future. And the teaching illustration in the second half of our passage this morning, it follows the apocalyptic literature that we get in the first half of the passage. When we read it, apocalyptic literature is a little frightening. I mean, right, it's dark and kind of scary. We don't quite know what to do with it. But apocalyptic literature is concerned with interpreting events that are going on in the world. And where in the world is God's activity in those events? Now, the first few verses we hear this morning from Luke's gospel, it's a side of Jesus that we don't often like to hear. He said he's bringing fire to the earth and how he wished that fire were already kindled. There's going to be division and family members will be against one another. He said he didn't come to bring peace, but rather a sword. Now, maybe on some level we should have anticipated this from Jesus because John the Baptist earlier had said, his winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor, to gather the wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So John had said that before Jesus began his ministry. And if you remember, we hear that scripture, we hear that passage every year in Advent. Well, now this little verse from John the Baptist at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, now it seems to be coming to fruition. Jesus was calling attention to what we see going on around us and to notice that the way the kingdom of God is being active and God is present in the world. So can you see God's activity? Have you noticed it? Is it happening in places that you would expect? I mean, Jesus seems to be saying, it's really clear. How can you not be aware? It's easy to see like the weather. But the problem is, so many people in the Gospels aren't aware. And they were always missing what Jesus was saying and teaching and what he was doing. And honestly, that sounds kind of like us. Because there are many days that I'm not aware. And there are many days that you and I, that we miss God's activity. And that's part of the life of faith. Sometimes you and I, we miss the signs. On Jesus' apocalyptic language, and the first part of the passage is honestly, it's a little bit of how our world looks today. We live in a time of divisiveness and violence and people on different sides. It's part of what the apocalyptic landscape looks like. And the big picture is there's a struggle going on between good and evil. We know there was a victory won by Jesus, an eternal victory for us that He won. But there's still a struggle that we see in the world between good and evil. And it's a struggle that you and I, that we feel in our lives. We all suffer from human brokenness. There are parts of ourselves that need to be healed, parts of ourselves that need to be redeemed, and parts of ourselves that need to be forgiven. And so the division and the fear and the violence that we see in the world, it's a consequence of our human brokenness. As those who follow Jesus, we're not the first to face challenging times as we live out our faith. To follow Jesus, especially in those first generations, was controversial. I mean, imagine Jesus' words this morning in the context of the first century. People stopped following the pagan gods that they knew. They left whatever gods they had followed to follow Jesus. So when people converted to Christianity in those first few centuries, that caused division. Division in families, and it caused tension in society. Christians were persecuted because they were disrupting cultural norms and social expectations. So faith in Jesus brought not peace, but a sword. Faith in Jesus was a life and death decision for many of those early Christians. Even today, following Jesus is a decision that can bring us into tension with forces at work in the world. So as those who follow Jesus, what are we to do? Well, I think first we have to be honest that these days, people want to put us into groups. They want us to be part of the division. They want us to choose who are we for and who are we against. But we contribute to the separation of people when we pick a side. How do we bring about the kingdom if we separate from others? And the answer is we can't. So we do what Jesus did. He acted out of love and compassion. That was His motive. He didn't come to be adversarial. He didn't come to cause division. Jesus stayed in relationship. He invited people to live into God's kingdom. And so that's what we do. We stay in relationship. And we uphold human dignity. And we act not out of fear, act not out of our own brokenness, but instead act out of love and act out of compassion. Another thing we can do, look for signs of God's activity and notice what God is up to. And Jesus would say, just like the weather, it's happening right in front of us. And so that might mean changing our point of view. Like looking at issues and events and people and situations from a spiritual perspective. When we start to look at things from a spiritual point of view, we start to notice what God is doing. We start seeing God's activity. Like, for instance, over the last week, a couple in the congregation shared their excitement. They had just celebrated a wedding anniversary. And on top of that, they shared that they are pregnant and waiting for their first child. There was such joy on their faces. They were so grateful. They saw these events from a spiritual point of view. They were so grateful that God had brought these blessings in their life. Another person in the parish, his father has dementia and his health has been slowly declining, but his dad still drives. And they found out last week that his dad has been driving for over a year without car insurance. As we know, that's so dangerous, right? I mean, imagine what can happen. He said, I've been wondering what God has been doing in my life. Well, now I know. God has been keeping my dad safe on the road. See, God's always up to something. God's always doing something in your life and in mine. And it happens right in front of us, and it happens right in the middle of our family life. So God might be doing something right now that you don't yet see, that you don't yet maybe even know about. But in time, you'll notice and you'll see the presence of God. So be on the lookout and be alert, because God is active in the natural world and in the weather that we experience and notice outside. God is also active in here, among us, in each of our lives. And what God is doing in the outside world is just as significant as what God wants to do in here, in our hearts, and in our family life. Amen.